The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse, and we have a call-in guest today. And if you'd like to have a question with him, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And with that, Fairbanks, I want to introduce you to Mike Robbins. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, David?
Very well. How's Anchorage treating you today?
It's treating me fairly well. It's a little chilly down. I think it's going to snow. Maybe we're going to get some of that late snow, you know, that you get sometimes up here in Alaska. So
we are in Alaska, and it is only March. What the heck?
That's right. Can you imagine it snows?
We got a little bit of a dusting yesterday, and might over the next 24 to 48 hours get a dusting, but you know, it's those last cold remnants are starting to leave, and up here, probably starting on Sunday, it's 10 to 20 above through the duration.
That's right. As long as I don't have to shovel my decks too many more times, I'm a happy guy.
There you go. You are, it's the political season.
It is.
And you are on a political quest to become the Republican chairman of the chairman of the Republican Party for the state of Alaska.
That is correct. Yes, I am. I'm running for party chair.
Now, what sent you on this journey?
Well, you know, it started back in 2016 when Donald Trump ran for president. I had been always a Republican, but not active in the party. But when Donald Trump ran for president and I decided to get active in my local district down here in Anchorage, and I ran for district chair, and it really was just out of a drive to be involved and not sit around and watch things go by. I've never been one of those people who just complained and didn't do anything about it. So rather than complain, I did something about it. I got involved in my local district and built that in District 26. And here I am. I ran for mayor in Anchorage a couple of years ago. And when I lost to then Mayor Bronson, who I supported after he beat me in the primary, I decided that I wanted to set myself on a course to help rebuild the Republican Party and help strengthen us here in Alaska.
How's that going for you so far?
Of course. How's it going so far? Actually, it's going pretty good. You know, I think that we've been able to do some things this last, couple of years that I've been working on. I looked around the party and I realized that we didn't have any money. And so I started.
Yeah.
And, it takes money to win elections. It takes money to support candidates. It takes money to train candidates. It takes money to, unfortunately, politics is driven by money. And when you're an all-volunteer organization, you have to be able to raise funds. And so I set about doing that after I got done at the district level. And like I said, I decided when I ran for mayor, I said, okay, do I want to be a politician, which I had never done? I'd been a small business guy. Or do I want to start to try to build the party? And so I really made a conscious choice to try to build the party. I'd held other offices, but I got elected as vice chair, and I said, okay, I'm going to work on the party because I believe that's how I could have the greater impact rather than, being assemblyman or something else. So it's going well, and we've been able to raise, I think that, I've helped raise over, $200,000 for the party. I've helped supporting other candidates and raised money for them, and so I think it's going well.
Yeah, it's interesting how you start and then where you go. My journey with the Republican Party was similar to yours. All of a sudden, I'm an officer, and thinking getting involved, and I was the vice chair of a district, Fairbanks downtown, the Fairbanks area, and all of a sudden the district chairman decides to run for state house and has to resign. So all of a sudden I'm the district chair.
Right.
Like, okay. And that's where it started. Yeah, that's where it started. Then, you know, then I ran for state house and didn't get that. Then you're looking at your district and you need some leadership there. It's funny. One time I was just, okay, I'm going to be finance chairman. That way, you know, I don't have to do anything. And that didn't last long. Then you're back to district chair. And then I became the Region 1 Republican, you know, which is a chairman of like 7 districts, and basically the size of Texas was the area. And that's where I stopped. That's where I stopped. I'm district chair now again of District 31 until tomorrow afternoon when we gavel out and someone else will have it. But I took it back over just because the leadership, they resigned. They were doing other things and moving. So it was just time for me to step back in there. Now, you as a vice chair, what were your duties? And that's vice chair of the state of Alaska, the whole kit and caboodle.
Correct. That's correct. So, you know, as my duties, basically my job was to support the chair in whatever I was asked to do. I did a couple of things. I coordinated the statewide poll watching during the last cycle in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
And I also coordinated all the statewide vote counting. We monitored the vote counting around the state. And so that was one of the things I did. And then we had a Trump rally that you probably heard about down here a couple of years back. And the chairman called and said, you know, we don't really want to do this rally because they need 200 volunteers. And I said, well, that's not such a big deal. Let's just get the volunteers. And so I ended up taking responsibility for that. And then, you know, I was fundraising and spent time, you know, supporting candidates. So, you know, basically other duties as assigned, you know, the vice chair serves to assist the chair.
Yeah.
And so.
Hey, Mike, go do this.
Exactly.
How was statewide the presidential preference poll that happened on March 6th, I believe? How did that go? You know, as we had 6 districts here in one location, the Carlson Center. And, you know, so it was a very, very well-attended event from 3 to 8 p.m. And Donald Trump got 88% of the vote in my district anyway. But how did it go statewide? Were there any issues with locations or people voting or not being able to vote or anything like that? Because, boy, you know, Alaska's a big state.
It is a big state. You know, I was the poll supervisor for Region 5, which is similar to what was happening in Fairbanks, where we had several districts that got together, mm-hmm. and we joined forces at one location. And I actually think our volunteers did an outstanding job.
I mean, exactly.
No small feat.
Yeah.
To deal with the public when they want to come out and they want to vote. And you know, we had to try to run, and I think we did. We accomplished running a professional, well-run. I didn't hear any problems in the state. The only problem I heard was that in Eagle River, they had so many people showed up, they were overwhelmed at the very beginning because so many people came out to Eagle River to show their support for our president.
And if that's your issue, that's a great issue.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a big problem to have. That's a great problem to have, right?
You know, I'm a voting registrar, so the policy is, you know, Republican Party, you can vote in our presidential preference poll if you're not a Republican, but you gotta be registered as a Republican. Then after, you know, I sign you in or sign you up, you get the vote. Then I'd tell people, if you want to change your party affiliation after today, wait about 45 days, go down to the Division of Elections and re-register to whatever you want to be.
Right. No, and we had, I'm guessing you guys had the same thing. It was the same in Fairbanks as it was in Anchorage. I mean, we had, at one point, the line to change and become unaffiliated to Republican was longer than the line at any of the districts to vote.
No, I didn't experience that, thank goodness. But in 2016, I did. And, you know, Trump's first year, all these people were coming in to vote for him. And my hand was sore because my head was down, just filling out these documents for people for 6 straight hours. And my hand was sore when I was done.
Well, and I'm glad you had that problem.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm glad that people were, you know, because the one of the things that frustrates, I think, anybody who's run for office, and I've run statewide campaigns for other people as their campaign manager, and I've been involved in campaigns. But when you run for office and you start to look at the number of people in your district that are not registered as a Republican, but then you look at how they vote and they vote Republican, and you're like, you know, put an R behind your name. That's one of the things as party chair.
And what I like about being a Republican, I'm not a Republican for socio items. My politics are driven by economics.
Right.
And what it does is, being a member of the Republican Party and then you become influential in your party, it allows me to bring across my economic ideas.
Right.
Or leadership. And other people, it's different. But the party in general allows me that soapbox, so to speak, or that decision, or that access to leaders throughout the state. It really does. And therefore, I have an influence.
That's right. And you can't have any influence sitting home at your couch yelling at the TV.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
You know, and it's much more, I think, effective to, again, get out, get involved, and you can affect policy. You know, one person can make a big difference. And I know people, it's hard for them to believe it sometimes, but, you know, one person, yeah, maybe your vote doesn't make the difference, but it's the effect you have on those around you that makes the difference. And especially when you develop a leadership role, you know, you can affect change.
Yes, you can. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in about 2 minutes, okay?
Sounds good.
Fairbanks will be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
You may have a very busy day planned today. I, on the other hand, have but one task, and I do it every day of the year. As your septic tank and your friend, please remember that while you're out doing your work, that I, your friend, your septic tank, am doing mine. Buried in your yard. Please have Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing pump me out once a year. It keeps me regular. I promise to last much longer and serve you much better.
The Find Out Free Pregnancy Center provides free, confidential pregnancy tests to any woman in need, but they offer so much more to women, men, and families. By participating in one-on-one parenting classes selected by you, you can take advantage of Earn While You Learn, earning valuable credit to spend on children's items and clothing in Maria's Boutique. The Find Out Free Pregnancy Center, call 907-455-8255 or visit online findoutfree.com. Findoutfree.com.
With snow, cold temps, hanging trees, and more, it's been a busy winter for the crew at the Great Alaska Tree Company. They don't shut down because of cold and snow. And with the days getting longer, they're just getting busier. So if you find that winter has been tough on your trees, call Great Alaska Tree Company and get on the schedule now before those things leaf out in the spring. Great Alaska Tree Company can take care of it at a price you can afford. So do it now.
Hi, this is Eric with Great Alaska Tree Company. Yeah, we're totally still dropping trees all winter long. Give us a call, 978-4702.
Do you have a little or even a lot of time to share? You can help with the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Call 45-SHARE and get on the schedule. The Fairbanks Community Food Bank collects and redistributes food through many programs, including food boxes, bone builders, and agency shopping. The Fairbanks Community Food Bank, helping to ensure that no child in the Tanana Valley will go hungry. Call 45-SHARE to volunteer to help now at the Fairbanks Community Food Bank, providing food for hungry people without charge. This message brought to you by the radio station at 529 5th Avenue.
KFAR Weather.
Slight chance for snow today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 14. Northerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 10 below tonight. Chance for snow tomorrow. Highs level off around 14. Overcast skies. About an inch of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prue's in the studio here by myself in the purple padded room with the North Korean equipment that they make me work under these horrible working conditions, Mike. They really do.
I know. You work for Perry, so I don't know how you can stand it.
I know. There's a lot of entertainment factor, I must say, a lot of good entertainment factor. So I have no complaints about the personnel involved, but if you're in a purple padded room for too long, well, enough said. Anyway.
Yeah, I like that purple padding, actually. I've been in the studios several times, you know, because I've been in Fairbanks a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And, I actually used to live in Fairbanks when I was a kid.
Wow.
But I've been in the studios because I did some events up in Fairbanks in a former life before I became a servant of the public.
There you go.
So
let's see here. Let's sort of go through the process. You're running for the state Republican Party chairmanship.
Correct.
And you'll go to your district convention. When is your district convention?
So my district convention was last weekend.
Are you a voting delegate?
I am a voting delegate. So is my wife and several of my friends.
So at your district conventions, that's when you become, a couple things happen. You write at your district convention, you can write planks, edit things for the Republican Party. You can't go there and say, okay, I want to talk about this. It has to come from the district. And also at the district, that's where people are elected to be delegates and alternate delegates at the Republican State Convention.
Correct. Which happens in April in Anchorage at the Captain Cook Hotel.
There you go. My favorite hotel in Alaska is the Captain Cook, and just really enjoy that one. So how are you going about a campaign? You know, you're basically, your area is one-fifth the size of the United States. and back before there was Alaska Standard Time, there was five time zones here.
I remember those days.
So how are you going about your campaign to have, you know, 400 people, a majority of them say yes to you? How are you doing this?
Well, I got to be honest with you. It's the old-fashioned way.
Telegraph?
exactly. Smoke signals.
Yeah.
I'm reaching out. I'm calling folks. I'm talking to folks. I'm running from district convention to district convention. It's like on Saturday I have four conventions to get to in Wasilla.
Wow.
And I have to come back and do a combination one in Anchorage. And then on Tuesday night there's another several district combinations. So it's really just one-on-one. I mean, I've been active in the party, and so most everyone in the that's active in the party knows me. But it's there's four of us running, and so I think it's important that I call every person that's going to be a delegate personally. And we don't publish the delegate list until next week, but in the interim, I've been reaching out to the current and existing SCC people. All of the district chairs and the region reps to let them know out of respect that I'm running.
So let's go through SCC and the SEC. The State Central Committee is made up of all the district chairs.
Correct.
Plus the region representatives, plus the finance chair, the assistant, the vice chair, and the chairman of the party.
And the treasurer and secretary and all that stuff.
Yep. And then the SEC is the state executive committee.
Correct.
And that is made up of the region chairs plus your state chair, vice chair.
And then there's a committee man and a committee woman.
Yeah.
The representatives at the national at the RNC. And then we do allow the state Senate president when they're Republican and state House, the House president to both be on that executive committee as well.
Okay.
So. It's just the old fashioned way. I'm just calling up, sharing my ideas, my vision for the party, what I'd like to see happen, how I'd like to lead. And it's one-on-one. It's like, it's kind of what we call, I guess, or what they call retail politics, right?
Yes, it is. No matter what, you have two hats. Number one is administration of Republican Party, but number two, just as important, fundraiser in chief.
And, you know, that's one of the things that I've been telling folks is that I believe after building businesses for pretty much my entire life, I started my first business when I was 17. And after doing that, building organizations, working in the private sector, one of the things I've learned is, you know, and if there's anybody listening that's a business owner, they'll realize or they'll sort of understand when I talk about the fact that you can run something and do a fine job of it, you know, keep the wheels on, you know, especially when you're in an organization of volunteers, you know. But to lead it is different.
Yes, it is.
That you're turning around, you're looking over your shoulder, you're painting a vision, you're pulling people forward towards something instead of just keeping the wheels on. And I'm that kind of guy. I'll keep the wheels on, but I'm more of the leader type, and that's what I believe the party has been lacking for the last, at least since I've been involved. Not that we haven't had some great chairs, we have, but we need somebody who's going to lead the party so that we can really affect the future of Alaska. I mean, we're a huge organization. We have more activists and volunteers across the state than any other group.
Yes.
And the right leadership can make it so potent for promoting our conservative values. My wife's always, since I started this process, my wife keeps telling me to go to sleep because I wake up in the middle of the night.
Yeah, Tatiana is a fantastic lady, first of all. and she's putting up with you, she's trying to go to sleep and you're going, I got this idea. I got to do this. Poor Tatiana.
Yeah, I know. But she is great. And luckily she supports me 100%. She's part of the reason I'm running. She's like, you need to do this and you need to use your skills and your talents to help lead the party into the future, attract younger people. I mean, I'm just so excited about it. And I think that, yes, fundraiser in chief, I can raise money. The one thing that if you talk to anybody about me, they'll tell you I can raise money like nobody's business.
That's good. That's what's needed too. With it all, if you don't have the funds to carry out your mission won't be carried out.
That's exactly right. Because if you, unfortunately, everything in life takes money.
Yeah.
Got to be well funded, and we can't help these guys in Juneau if we don't have the funds. We can't get people elected if we don't have the funds. We always have to make choices. What I see, my vision for the party, is that we don't have to make decisions about who we support and who we don't support based on money.
Yeah.
Because we need to have enough money to do and drive all of the initiatives and provide all of the support for everyone if we choose to. The litmus test shouldn't be, can we afford this? And my goal when I'm party chair, if I get elected, is we'll never make a decision based on can we afford it. We'll always have the money because I just think that we can. I think that we can. There's a lot of folks here who support the party once we get ourselves moving in the right direction and aimed right. I think they'll step forward. So I'm excited.
There you go. It seems like you've been to a lot of district conventions, and by this weekend, the district conventions will be over.
Yep, that's correct. Well, by Tuesday. And Tuesday night is the last one here in Anchorage. And I went down to, I've been to Sitka, I went to Ketchikan, I went to Juneau.
Oh, you mean areas in the state that used to be on the Pacific Coast time zone?
Yeah, exactly. I can never forget that. That was so crazy.
I know. And then Nome, they were in a Hawaiian time zone, and then out there in Noon, Alaska, they were in a time zone, an hour earlier than Hawaii. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. You remember those times?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We had like five different time zones here in Alaska.
That's right. Remember getting our Christmas specials a week late?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Coming up by tape,
Yeah, you get your Christmas special mid-January.
Exactly. I used to think that was so. I was just when I moved up here. I moved up here when I was 14, so I was pretty young. But I've just seen a lot of great. We get our programs on time at least now.
Mike, we're going to take a break here. Then we'll come back in a couple minutes. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break here. I've got a little bit of Jimi Hendrix Experience bumper music for you, so thank God, Melissa. Then we're going to go into Fox News, state news, commercials, and weather, and we will be back.
Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
President Biden meeting with Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar at the White House today. Both leaders reaffirming their support for Ukraine against this Russian invasion.
We're standing together to support Ukraine in the face of Putin's onslaught. Savagery with which he's attacking.
A judge in Georgia rules that Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis must either step down or fire the special prosecutor Nathan Wade from the ongoing election interference case against former President Trump. RNC Chairman Michael Whatley with some comments on the Fox News Channel.
It's just one more example of what we're seeing as improper conduct. We're seeing the conflict of interest. And this is just one more instance of there being, legal partisan attempts to go after the president. It's frankly election interference.
So Willis can stay if Wade goes. The two accused of concealing an improper romantic relationship. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Governor Mike Dunleavy vetoed a bipartisan education bill last night that contained the largest nominal school funding increase in state history. The Anchorage Daily News reports that Dunleavy said in his veto statement that while he supports the basic of an education funding reform, this bill fails to address the innovations necessary to allow Alaska students to excel. The veto came just hours before a midnight deadline to veto the bill. At a February 27th news conference, Dunleavy said he would veto the bill within 2 weeks if lawmakers did not commit to advancing the governor's education priorities. Those included plans to increase the number of charter schools in Alaska and a three-year teacher bonus program at an estimated cost of roughly $180 million. But lawmakers have raised concern about Dunleavy's charter school proposal, which would give a state board appointed entirely by the governor the power to approve new charter schools, which is a power currently reserved for locally elected boards. The legislature is planning to meet in a joint session next week to consider overriding the veto, though more than two-thirds of lawmakers voted in favor of the original measure in February.
Online at KFAR660.com.
We mean cars. That's right. We need up to 150 quality used vehicles to fill our lots, and we'll pay you top dollar. Why trade that clean used car to a dealer or go through the hassle of selling it yourself? Just stop into Affordable Used Cars. You'll get a quick 10-minute appraisal on your vehicle. It's that easy. Plus, at Affordable Used Cars, our sales staff will make sure you always get a hassle-free experience. Remember, nobody beats an affordable deal. Nobody.
We're talking men's health with Dr. Tony Nima from Fairbanks Urology. Is the PSA test reliable for prostate cancer?
You got to think of the PSA blood test as testing for something that should be in your prostate but shouldn't be in your blood. If the PSA is up in the bloodstream, that means it's leaking out of the prostate, either because of something going on in the prostate or because of prostate cancer.
Find out more about men's health at Fairbanks Urology with Dr. Tony Nima online at fairbanksurology.com.
I've worked in Alaska for a long time, and Denali Industrial Supply has been my go-to source for all my nuts, bolts, washers, screws, tools, and more. I know these folks, and they know what I need for my project to stay on track. No matter what your project is, let Denali Industrial Supply be your first and last stop for all your job site needs. It costs me money to have my workers waiting in line, and I know when we go to Denali Industrial Supply, they'll get us out the door and back to work fast. And if you can't make it in, give them a ring at 907-452-4524. Denali Industrial Supply, 1499 Van Horn Road. Look for the big red roof.
Wintertime is always awesome at Ivory Jack's. Whether you ski up, arrive on dog sled, or snow machine, you're always welcome at Ivory Jack's with great weekend breakfasts with mimosas or their famous Bloody Marys. How about the perfect lunch or maybe a nice steak dinner? Swing out on the weekends to Ivory Jack's for live nightly entertainment, and there's always a game on the big screens. Plus free parking, always at Ivory Jack's. Whether it's your car, snow machine, or dog sled, Ivory Jack's in the heart of the beautiful Gold Street Valley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Pruse in the studio here with Mike Robbins calling in from Anchorage. How you doing down there, sir?
Pretty good, pretty good. Just getting ready for a big old employee barbecue today.
Oh!
Yeah.
You tease me, sir. What are you guys cooking?
Beef brisket.
Ah!
And all the employees brought in their own cakes, and, you know, it's something we do once a month. So.
Good for you guys. Let's look at some of the statewide items that the Republicans support or taking a step into. And the first one is the repeal of ranked choice voting.
You bet. So I think that that ranked choice voting is something that needs to be eliminated as quickly as possible. I don't think the legislature is going to act on it. I think they're going to wait to see what the vote is in November. The guys that were able to gather the signatures that did yeoman's work.
And then the people who put it in place tried to sue them because they wanted to stop it.
Yeah, exactly. So
what's that gentleman's name? The old attorney general for Scott. What's Scott's last
Scott
name?
Scott Kendall.
Yeah, Scott Kendall. Yeah.
Scott the Devil Kendall. Scott,
yeah. He was a governor, last governor's chief of staff and attorney general, and
right.
You know, just right. Hatchet man in chief.
And I got to tell you, Art Mathias and his group down here did a great job of gathering the signatures. In fact, they gathered more than they needed to, and I'm it's going to be on the ballot, and so that ranked choice voting needs to go. It needs to be just too confusing. I mean, I talked to people with PhDs who came out of the, and it's not, you didn't take a, you shouldn't take a PhD to understand how to vote.
Well, actually, you know, their moniker was it's going to remove the dark money, and it didn't. It increased it. An example was the 2023 borough elections here. Dark money, three groups out of New York, Denver, Colorado, and Anchorage put in $100,000 to get some very uber liberal people elected on the borough assembly and the school board.
I heard.
And the whole moniker is it's going to get rid of that. No, it opened up the door for these people. They were practiced, trained, and they did it.
Yeah, one of the things that I've learned over the last decade is that when they say that they're going to do something, whatever they say, it's the exact opposite.
Isn't that the truth?
And it's unfortunate.
Yes.
It really is unfortunate that it's come down to this because, you know, when I was quick story, I had a guy that I've known since I was 17, and he's always been a liberal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've always been a conservative. But we were roommates. We worked together. I worked for him. He worked for me. You know, we've been known each other for years. And then he moved out of town to Portland. And he's been in Portland for about 15 years. Well, he actually called me a Russian spy. And he meant it because I was supporting Donald Trump.
Oh, my God.
Flipping kidding me, you know? I said, you've known me since I was 17. When do you think exactly I became a Russian spy? So, anyway.
Yes, comrade. When do you think I became a Russian spy?
It's like, oh, my gosh, you know. And we have it on both sides. I mean, we've gotten sort of extreme on both sides at times. But it's really just common sense. And ranked choice voting is not a common sense.
No, it's not. You know, one of my closest friends, he was at one time equal to me on the Democrat side. He was the region chairman. Great guy. We get along great. He's over at my house all the time for dinner and vice versa.
Yeah.
You know, you can put your political differences aside.
You have to.
And still have a great relationship. And that's what my parents taught me. My dad, you know, he was a chairman of the Democratic Party for the state of Alaska for about 4 or 5 years. And the next door neighbor was chairman of the Republican Party for the city of Fairbanks area, and he'd have us kids go and get a truck and make sure he had enough chairs at his house for his meetings, and we would set up the chairs and pull down the chairs.
Sure,
that's just the way it was, the way it is, and that's how I've always been.
Yeah, no, one of my sort of mantras, and one of the things my dad taught me is he said you should always seek first to understand the other person before you try to make them understand you.
Yeah.
And somewhere that just got, you know, and I've always tried to live that way. You know, I don't, but it's hard sometimes with our current climate. But anyway,
yeah,
I think that ranked choice voting's got to go. I digressed a little bit there. But
yeah,
it's
so confusing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me get this straight. There's no parties.
By the way.
Yeah, you know, and the best one was at the sad passing of Congressman Young.
Of course.
All of a sudden you have 41, 42 people running for that position because ranked choice voting and what it did. Oh, my.
Well, can you believe that Santa Claus actually got more votes than Chris Constantine down there?
I know it. I was enjoying it because I was saying, you know, people who are running, I go, if you don't get more votes than Santa Claus, you can't run for anything ever again.
Darn sure.
My goodness.
It was something. So we're going to work hard to support the rank, the repeal of that. And, you know, that's what I was saying before, is that with the amount of activists that we have in the party, with the amount of folks that we have currently in the party, when we get moving in the same direction on something, I mean, I'm confident that we can do things like repeal ranked choice voting and provide the right support to the guys in Juneau so that they can make the good decisions. But,
you know, it's telling when Scott Kendall of what's it called, the Creek group there, what's the name of it there?
Ship Creek,
yeah. When they're trying to stop it and purposely bring it in the court to try and stop the movement, mm-hmm. That's when you know they're in trouble.
Right. For sure. And, you know, and of course, it doesn't cost Scott anything to sue anybody because he's an attorney.
Yeah. So, with a firm.
So, yeah, exactly. And so... So I think that I think it will get repealed. I don't even honestly. I know Democrats. I have lots of Democrat friends, you know, and people who are independents, and even they're confused about it and don't like it because they're like, "Well, how does this work exactly?" And they feel like they made mistakes when they went in and voted for it. Just as it's crazy.
It barely passed.
It did. It barely passed.
Yeah.
And they spent a ton of money.
Oh, man.
It barely passed.
Yeah, it was like a 51-49%, and up until they counted the early voting, it was losing.
It was going to look like it was going to lose. Yep, it did. It did for sure. So I don't think there's any doubt that the voters are going to turn it down, you know, and send it away in November.
Yeah,
of course, it won't affect the November election.
No,
of our congressman. But we need to retire Mary Pitola. We need to send her home. She's I don't know her well, but she's definitely got a nice smile, but she needs to be smiling somewhere.
She's anti-resource development.
She's anti-everything.
Yeah.
She's anti-Alaska. I mean, she is, you know, and Fairbanks knows it well. We need resource development.
And again, my politics are on economics.
Yep.
And she's against my economics.
Mm-hmm. You're with you 100%. I mean, you guys have so much, Fairbanks has so much going on for it with what Sullivan has done to bring the
military up here, yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, you guys have the same challenges we have in Anchorage, which is the housing problems,
mm-hmm.
and some of these things. And Mary is just not, Pitola, Congressman Pitola has just not done a good job. And, you know, we have when you go to the Republican Party website, we have something there you can go to called the Pitola Files. And you can actually look at all of the votes and all of the things that she's done against Alaska. We're keeping track of it because we want people to know. We don't want them to forget that this woman does not support us and that she's anti, like you say, anti-resource development,
yeah.
anti-economic development. I don't know about anybody else, but I'm tired of us being a big damn park for the rest of the country.
that special privileges only people get to come and visit.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, we could cut the parkland in half and still have the biggest park in the nation. So,
and every year, you know, a Democratic president adds to it every year. Mm-hmm. Started with Jimmy Carter, just when he, yeah, oh boy.
It's almost like they trade us off. I mean, right? They do things to Alaska through the Democrats when they get in power. They trade us
that they won't do to California.
Correct.
Or Oregon or Washington.
Exactly. They allow those guys to prosper, but they want us to just be this big place where it just is insane. So we need to stop it, and that's why we need to send Nick, or we need to send the lieutenant governor to Congress, whichever one you support. I think they're perfect candidates. And you know, something else we should talk about is the historic thing that the Republican Party did do this year, where we got the lieutenant governor and we got Nick to agree to not fight with each other.
Yeah.
But instead point and shoot at Mary, because you know, it's about electing Republicans, and that's what we need to do, is we need to elect Republicans, regardless of who you support. You have to support the Republican because they're the ones who are going to promote our agenda.
Yeah.
And that's what's really, really important. So.
And they're both very fine people.
Of course. I mean, yeah, absolutely. They're both great candidates. And again, as far as I'm concerned from a vice chair perspective, I'm like, look, support one of them. It doesn't matter which one you support, but you know, the thing is that we we sort of lost ourselves to the ranked choice voting this last time. So, so I feel good about unseating her as well. That's one of, you know, one of my primary missions. Of course, I take whoever gets elected. If I'm lucky enough to be elected party chair, I'll lead that charge.
Is the ranked choice voting vote on the primary or is it on the general?
It's on the primary.
Okay. That's going to be a big get out to vote then.
Yeah, it is. And we'll have a big get out to vote effort, and we'll make sure that we have the funding we need to do that. And I think that you know, and that's really the party's job. And as party chairman, you know, the job of the party chair is to raise money first, is to make sure the donors are happy second, and to use that those resources. And that's one of the things that again, I don't want to speak ill of anybody, but transparency is one of the things that I think is really important, so that the all the way down to a precinct leader, the guy who's responsible for his neighborhood, knows how we're spending our money, knows what we're spending our money on, and so transparency will be a big issue for me. And so will communication, because I think that that's something that we've been lacking, is that transparency and communication. And I was talking earlier about leading versus running, and that's how you lead, is you provide that communication and transparency so people see, okay, I don't agree with everything, but I know everything, and I can follow this. I can follow this vision because nobody's trying to keep secrets from me. I mean, I can buy into it, and that's what we have to have. You know, we have to have leadership, strong leadership at the party level, with the experience, and that's the other thing. It's just critical that we have good experience at the leadership level. So
very true, Mike. We're going to take another commercial break here, and we'll be back in a couple minutes. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
Fairbanks, if you want to call in, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
The kitchen has evolved quite a bit over the last few decades. And even though we thought some things would be timeless and cherished forever, it turns out avocado green and brass are no longer show-stopping in the same way. But here at SBS, our Design Center pros are here for you. We can help design the perfect kitchen, from cabinets to countertops. We've got the know-how to take your kitchen from, wow, to wow. For a limited time, save 10% on DeWill's cabinets at Spenard Builder Supply. Visit sbsalaska.com to find a location near you.
Hi folks, Ralph Seekins here, Seekins Ford Lincoln. It's winter outside, but working with Ford, the deals are hot. Alaska-equipped brand new Fords and Lincolns with as low as 0% finance rates and cash rebates of thousands. Then a lot full of factory-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs with low, low finance options. We finally have the inventory, and we want to start 2024 with a bang, so hurry in and drive home your best deal of the year right now, right here at Seekins Ford Lincoln, and I'll see you here.
Your dog has been outside playing, jumping, walking, and running through, well, just about everything. And he's looking kind of scruffy. Make your dog a happy dog. Take him to Happy Tails Grooming Salon. At Happy Tails, they treat your dog like one of their own. Happy Tails will groom any size dog, but if you have one that needs a little extra attention, just ask them about their new services to make your dog look even better. Call Happy Tails at 457-PAWS. That's 457-7297. Or stop by 910 Old Steeves next to Fred Meyer East. Make your dog look like a Happy Tails dog at Happy Tails Grooming Salon.
Total Toyo's all about Toyo stoves, but that's not all they are. They also know and service gas stoves, wood stoves, and pellet stoves. If you ask me,
what is an EPA certification and how does it affect my choice of wood stove? Or why would the metal on the inside of my pellet stove begin to flake?
I can't answer those questions, but Total Toyo would know. So if you have heating questions for your home, you need to ask Total Toyo. If you're looking to buy, need your stove service, or have questions about Toyo stoves, gas stoves, wood stoves, or pellet stoves, you need Total Toyo.
KFAR weather.
Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun this afternoon, with a slight chance for snow. High temperatures reach up to 14. Northerly winds around 5 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 10 below tonight. Partly cloudy skies. About an inch of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. That's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Mike Robbins calling in from Anchorage, Alaska, who's going to be having a great binge here in a little bit, jerk. You ready for a phone call, sir?
Sure.
Here we go. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with Mike Robbins, and your name is?
Hi. Good morning. This is Melody.
Hello, Melody.
I have a...
Hi, Melody.
I have a two-point question for Mike.
Mm-hmm.
So, number one, seems like Democrats are always three steps ahead of Republicans. And I want to know what the strategy is for that. And number two, how do we avoid reelecting or electing rhinos? And I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you for the phone call, Melody.
Thank you.
So that's a great question. And I think the answer to the first question is how do we keep the Democrats from being three steps ahead of us? Well, it starts with party unity. It starts with us being able to work together as a team so that we can focus on the work and the goals at hand. And, you know, when I ran for mayor down here in Anchorage and got beat in the primary by Dave Bronson, he called me up and it took me, I don't know, about 30 seconds to agree to help him because, you know, the other Republican in the race just went away. But I jumped in and I supported him shoulder to shoulder, raised money for him, endorsed him, sent out texts and emails to all of my supporters and said, you got to vote for this guy because he's the Republican left in the race that supports our ideals. Even though I didn't win, I acted like I was still in the race because my ideals were. And I think that's the first thing. The Democrats, they get in lockstep and they work together towards common goals. And I believe that we as the Republican Party can be better at that than them as long as we create unity within our own party. And again, what I was talking about earlier, it goes back to leadership versus running the party. You have to lead the party and provide that vision and that direction. And it's really just about us pulling together and staying focused on the ball. And that's what I'll do if elected party chair is I'll make sure that, you know, that I provide that kind of leadership. The second question about making sure that we don't elect rhinos or don't elect people that you don't want is it boils down to the other job. You know, nobody is born with the skills of being a district chair or born with the skills of being in party leadership. Those are things that we have to teach, and those are things that have to be learned. And so as the leader of the party, one of the things that's my responsibility is to make sure that at the district level, for example, that we teach our district directors and our regional reps how to recruit and vet candidates so that they know and understand who these folks are before we elect them. You know, it's very important that we do that. And so that's one of the things that if elected party chair, I will do is make sure that we provide the training and the support. You probably remember this, Dave, but when you became a district director, you opened up your first meeting and said, what am I supposed to do next? Well, when I became a district director, literally there was, you know, the reason I became a district director is because the gal who had it at that point was leaving the state with her husband and said, hey, you can do this now. And I was like, well, wait a minute. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to be a district director. So I picked up the manual and I've actually read the directions.
So did I. That's exactly what I did.
Because it's like, okay, but that's so the way we elect the kind of people that we want to elect is to make sure that we properly vet and recruit the right kind of candidates. Now, the other thing that I believe really strongly in is that we elect these folks and then we send them to Juneau or wherever. And then the only time they hear from us is when we're mad about something they do. We don't provide ongoing support. We don't maintain ongoing relationships. And as party chair, I'm going to promote that all of us in party leadership, not just myself, that we maintain those relationships. It's tough to be in Juneau, for example. You know, you're the mayor, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're a staunch conservative, but you've got pressure, right? You get pressure from the liberals and the special interests and all these people. And you know, it would help our elected officials to know that when the LGBTQ, ZR, whatevers show up in Juneau to get a bathroom bill passed, that there's Republicans there supporting them so that we, you know, we do email campaigns supporting these things, not just talking how we're going to burn you down because you did something we didn't like. And so I think it's really important that we provide support after the election, too, and resources and information. And so they know, you know, elected officials need to know that we have their back and that we're watching and it will help them get through some of these tough things.
Yep. Ready for another phone call?
Absolutely.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with Mike Robbins, and your name is?
Randy.
Hello, Randy.
That
lady, I was wondering when you were going to call.
That lady that just called in and talking about the Democrats always being three steps ahead of the Republicans, isn't that kind of because they have kind of like a paid organization helping them out?
A large paid organization.
Yeah. Pardon?
Yeah. A large paid organization.
Yeah. Whereas Republicans, they have to depend totally on voluntary action, voluntary contributions. And by paid organizations, I'm talking about the unions.
But here's another thing that Mike highlighted earlier with our House race, House of Representatives, U.S. House race. The two conservative Republican candidates are lockstep in not shooting at each other, but shooting at the Democrat. Now, we got Maxine Dibert in Fairbanks because one of our candidates and state House candidate did not shoot at Maxine. She only shot at the Republican incumbent, and he lost.
The Kelly lady?
Yeah. And that's what happened. Uh-huh. So if we don't shoot at each other, because, you know, I always say the Republican Party is a big party, you know, of many, many ideas and philosophies.
Correct.
But what happens a lot is you have people who are, in both parties that are extremists, and they're after people who do not think in lockstep with them,
right?
And which is sad, and therefore you get someone like Maxine Dibert who wins, or Mary Petola who wins,
right? Exactly, and I think you're right, and I think that's where I was talking about party unity.
Yes, exactly.
You know, it's okay. That's one of the things that makes us a great party is the fact that we have people who disagree. They're, you know, ultra, ultra, ultra conservative and ultra, ultra moderates, but they're all Republicans. We're all Republicans for the reason. And that's what, you know, you learn a long time. I learned a long time ago in business that when I sit down at a table to work with somebody, I don't focus on all the things that we're different about. I don't focus on all the things we disagree on. I find the things we agree on, and that's how we move forward. And it's the same way with the party. We have to find the common ground that we all agree on and move forward based on our likenesses and the things that we're similar. Not the things that, oh, you're too moderate, or you don't
support. You're not a Republican enough for me, or you didn't support Trump much as I did, or something like
right.
that. Yeah.
So, can I give out my website, by the way?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
That people could check. So I haven't spent a lot of time talking about my qualifications, but because I have a website.
They're thick, rich, and good.
Yeah, well, thank you. But visionvaluesvictory.com. is my website, visionvaluesvictory.com. And you can go there. It's got a history. It talks about my family and me and the things that I've done. And I think that it's really, really important. I would encourage the Republicans that are in Fairbanks, and especially the ones going to their conventions tomorrow. It's important to look at the experience of the candidate and the depth and the breadth that they'll bring to the party. This is, unfortunately, elections are sometimes a popularity contest. And it's not that I'm not a popular and nice guy. But you shouldn't. I don't want you voting for me because you like me. I want you voting for me because you'll walk through fire for me. You'll allow me to lead you in the direction that we need to go in, so that we can build the Republican Party of Alaska into something that is a force to be reckoned with. So that the Democrats are sitting around going, "How did they do that? What happened?
Exactly.
How did that happen? How did they beat us in that? How did they beat us and win in that race?"
Mike, it's our hour is over, sir. I greatly appreciate your call in and your time, and good luck in your wonderful endeavor, and I hope you get it, sir.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Fairbanks, I will see you on Monday. You all have a great weekend and enjoy the Open North American. It's this Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and it's on KFAR next. You all have a great day.
This is your talk.